Inspiration Nation, hello. It is me, not Lee Kemp, Ryan Bonnyface, back again with another episode of the podcast. You've probably worked it out, but Lee is not with us today, but it is Joe and myself. How are you, Joe?
Very good, Ryan. It's had a nice bit of pre, was it
Pre
pre-podcast
preamble.
club, which is good.
Almost felt like I got coached. No,
A surprise.
we were just talking about working habits and working hours and taking sufficient breaks and stuff. Because for those of you that listen to this podcast that work in a corporate space, especially a corporate space where you're a manager or a leader, probably not a surprise to you to hear that some of us work extended hours. And we're just talking about that we should try and be better at taking our lunches and starting and finishing on time. But we're also not naive to the fact that we probably can't do our jobs in the set amount of hours we're contracted to do our job in sometimes, and that's absolutely fine. And if you have to take those extensions, you have to take those extensions. But you know,
Yeah, it's
that's not,
exception. It's what we
yeah,
talk about, exception rather than
exception rather
rule.
than the rule.
You shouldn't be overworking because you I was saying to I was actually saying to Ryan, just to share with you all, that in fact what you're doing, what I was doing is I potentially covering up things that the a business needs to address, like resourcing and things, and I'm probably covering that because I was working, it was ridiculous hours, like it wasn't occasional. So yeah, it's a balance to be had for sure. And Ryan, I think you just, I love the way you said something about you. I think you just about got it right, which I'm not going to allude to because I know it's stuff we went about. But I think you're doing a good thing actually. You're doing a really good thing. So yeah, and I was saying to Ryan that I really protect my lunches and my breaks, and sometimes I don't take them. I take them, but they're reduced a little bit. But that's the exception rather than the rule. So something just to recharge. And we talked about recharging natural rhythms, didn't we? Which is quite fascinating, actually. It's quite interesting. And that's the thing, you've got to find your thing that works for you. And it works for Ryan, works for me. And we just keep building. So we're still trying to make it better, aren't we? We're just trying to make it a little bit better. But we're always working on it.
I
Yeah.
think this could actually probably be a podcast topic of its own, working hours, and especially for
Could be.
leaders and things like that.
Yeah.
I have to add that, I have to add that to the list because I think I could have a good chat
Yeah,
about it,
maybe that's one you could put to your list. Maybe that's one for yours. Yeah.
especially for Lee as well, because I
Yeah.
know having worked for Lee and with Lee over the years, he has a similar mindset to me that sometimes you forget your lunch and sometimes you forget when you're supposed to finish.
Yeah, and sometimes you're in the flow of work, but again, that could be for the subject for another podcast. I love that. I think it's really good because you can hit flow state, which you don't want to stop really then, because you're in a good state. Anyway, we could talk about this honestly. We could have, but we can save this one, can't we?
I
Hey,
look,
this is,
I've just saved it to my notepad.
that's one for you. Got one in the
That's
bag.
it. That's it. Anyway, that is not what we're here to discuss today. It is actually meant to be Lee's subject this week, but he is in the midst of, I'm not sure if we're allowed to say it. He's in the midst of a change in his life that will mean he has a different background. So if you can work that out, you can work that out.
Yeah, brilliant. Can't wait.
But yes, so Joe is gonna jump in and save the day with a subject for this week.
I am. So the quote for this week, everyone, and thank you, Ronnie, for joining. Thanks, you show. I really appreciate you. Just keep ask questions if you want, but this is the quote. You may be the only person who believes in you, but it's enough. It takes just one star to pierce a universe of darkness. Never give up. And the quote is by Rochelle E. Goodrich. Now, I had it because I love collecting quotes, and I did a little bit of research on. I asked Robo, I asked my brother, actually, who is
Oh
this
yeah.
person? Oh, maybe Ryan, you want to do it? Maybe. Oh, actually,
No,
maybe Vice.
you
You're
go.
looking now, aren't you? I think you're looking now.
I'm trying to
I
do
love it.
Lee's job at the same time.
I love it. So it's Rochelle E. Goodrich, and apparently, and maybe you could confirm this via an independent source to see if Robo is correct, my brother, but a talented inspirational author that does inspirational quotes and books. So yeah, over to you, Ryan. Whilst you're doing research, I'm going to ask you to sort of have a little think about that. And what do you reckon on that one? What's your thoughts on that?
I think it's a really good quote for self-belief, obviously. I think it's a reminder that you don't need validation from other people to consider yourself a superstar or great or whatever plaudit you want to award yourself. You don't need somebody else to validate that. And in fact, it probably means less from somebody else than what it would mean if you genuinely said it to yourself and meant it to yourself. Don't get me wrong, everybody likes to hear other people big them up and give them compliments. But if you can genuinely believe that you are as good as you want other people to think you are, without coming across as being arrogant or overbearing with it, that has to come both ways, then that's a real key to your self-fulfillment or your self-gratitude. Because we talk loads on this podcast about looking after ourselves and celebrating achievements, and quite often we talk about them as a group. We talk about them, if we talk about us, we do it as us as a three and things like that. But sometimes, and I don't think I've ever done it, but sometimes it might be beneficial to us to think back about what we personally bring to anything that we do, if it's multiple people based, and celebrate the good things that we do. For something to work, everybody and everything inside it has to work generally quite well. But not everything that works generally quite well is going to get a massive well done or thumbs up or high fives and things like that. It's about taking the wins from the stuff that you do that sometimes goes under the radar. There's a good quote. We talk about, well, I say quote. There's a good rule of thumb I like to live by. And those of us that work in, we've spoken about it before, but all three of us working in and around the insurance industry, and I think this kind of applies outside of that as well. But something that I think it might have been Lee that first said it to me, but nobody reminds you if you're doing a good job, but they will be the first to tell you that you're not doing a good job. So sometimes no feedback is good feedback. Sometimes, and obviously, being a manager or a leader myself, providing positive feedback is something that I try and do as best I can. But sometimes not having feedback at all is as good as getting that feedback. A bit like no news is good news. I don't know if
I
you agree
think,
with that. Obviously, I
yeah.
wholeheartedly agree we should be positively reinforcing the people that work with us, for us, and above us. But
Yeah.
sometimes things go better unsaid as well.
Yeah. So this is a really interesting thing actually about the feedback and actually, what you said, what was it you said? You said no news is good news, I think it is, isn't it? Yeah, I think what you said also about when it's working, it's fine. When it's not working, that's when the stuff kicks off, isn't it? That's what you said. And yeah, interesting about the no news is good news, because actually I've seen this is where the no news has not been given, but then the bad news has been given too late. It's not, I didn't, if you told me that earlier. In fact, actually, when I remember a place when I wasn't given any feedback, and it comes up for this time where they do your audits, don't they? And they give it to you a bit later, and had you known it earlier, you could have put it right. That really frustrates me. That frustrates me. Now I get it. If you know the people you're working with, and you know your close relationship, and they're only going to give you feedback when they sort of something pops up where they're saying good, or I get why that might work, because you know them, and you know that recognition's there. They appreciate you, so I know where that might work. But yeah, I'm a big believer in, giving people credit when it's due, having a data point as well, like not just saying, I've made this mistake before when I was a leader, and I want to share this with everybody because these are the errors I make, and I got my fingers burnt. But when I used to say to my team sometimes, "Oh, you're doing a great job," but I didn't tell them what they were doing a great job. I was still doing a great job because I just wanted to be liked, and it's not a good thing that, because no one go, "Well, what do you mean we're doing a good job? Doing a good job at what?" It's just so disingenuous, isn't it? It's a
Yeah,
bit,
but it feels a bit like a throwaway comment.
yeah, and it's almost a bit disingenuous because, well, you're saying you're doing a good job, but yeah, you could just try and flat, and it feels a bit not was it disingenuous, but even feels a bit fake, doesn't it? And I
Yeah,
was
I can
trying so
understand that.
hard because I like wanted to be liked, right? And that's not the key. The key here, when you're leading, is you want to be trying to improve people. But if you're just not giving data points, you're not being specific about what you're saying, is then you're not helping people at all. Whether that's good, whether it's not so good, right? It does. It's really important. But I agree with you, Ryan, about the positive reinforcements. We've got to find good things, because even in our world where we look at, inequality or, things that people are producing, there are going to be, if someone say, for instance, got a pass mark of whatever 80%, and they get 60%, there is still 60% of that that's gone right. So there's good in there that you can pick up on. But I think so much heard feedback given in the wrong ways that people ignore that and they just go to the 40% that's wrong. And that's when people get the hump, because it's really disheartening just to keep telling people what they've done wrong. You need to give people the strength to attack the things that are wrong by giving them, telling them things they're doing right to keep doing them, because that's really good to attack the things that are going wrong. So yeah, I really like what you said, and it's resonated a lot, because feedback is a bit of an art to do it really well, because it can be really hard, but especially when you have to have a difficult conversation, it's really hard. But going back to the quote, which I really love, by the way, is, you know, you may be the only person who believes in you, because sometimes there isn't no one's going to believe in you. And the thing I tried to put here while you were talking as well, because you promoted some thoughts, was what I try and do, because sometimes no one's going to believe in you, right? No one's going to come along and say, sometimes, yeah, you're going to got this. You might have not have that. So what I've started doing many years ago is called doing putting something up, sending something up called a development diary. Now, Lee probably might remember this. Many years ago, I did this for the whole team. You might remember, might not. But what I did is I got people to record successes and things they had done well. And so when you're not feeling it, you can go back and see, oh, I did that good. I did that good. I actually would save. I actually recently as well, all the training I've done, everything like, I'd actually save the feedback and look back at it and going, yes, there's some not so great feedback. I'm glad to say that it was minimal, which was good. But there's lots of great feedback. And I used to use that to try and keep my energy going and through the difficult times. So that thing about you may be the only person who believes in you, but it's enough. It just takes one star to pierce the universe of darkness. And from that, I take that bit where you feel a little bit alone. Maybe it's in a situation where you're in a new job, no one really knows, and you need a bit of courage. But the whole thing about that never give up is so true, because as you start building and doing great things, you can build that portfolio. And actually, I'll credit Evan Carmichael about this, because I think he used to keep something as well. I think he resonated with this. I did it before I sort of got into him. But I think he keeps, what did he keep? He kept comments from his YouTube channel or something somewhere that he would go to when he's feeling down as YouTube and just look at it when he's not feeling great. This is why I like this quote. Anyway, that's a little bit long.
On the
Go
subject
on.
of Evan Carmichael, and
Yeah.
I'll bring your brother in on this.
I'll
I've
bring
done
Robo.
Lee's job for him.
Oh, brilliant.
So I've asked Robo Jose a couple of questions. I've asked him what he thinks of your quote, and
Nice.
he says that, or it says, they say, can you gender an AI bot? I don't know. The
Yeah,
bot
well.
says, we'll say it. The bot says that thinks the quote is absolutely a fantastic quote. Gives me some plaudits, to be fair, calls me a shining star, which is obviously nice to hear. And then it goes on to say, as Evan Carmichael says, believe in yourself and all that you are. Know that there is something inside you that is greater than any obstacle. So
That.
it kind of resonates back with it. And
That's strange. We both quoted Evan Carmichael.
I
Gone
know,
back to
yeah, I
that's
thought
scary, actually. That's quite
there was a part of me that thought you were going to nail the quote as
a
well.
quote. Oh my God,
Yeah.
no, wasn't that not that? I can't remember that great.
But I also asked Robo his view on the author of the quote as well.
Okay.
And Do. Sorry, excuse me when I find it.
All right.
So the lady's name is Rochelle Goodrich.
That's right. Yeah, Rochelle E. Goodrich.
Rochelle Goodrich's quotes can serve as daily reminders to stay optimistic, grateful, and mindful. Rochelle Goodrich is an incredibly talented author known for her inspirational and thought-provoking quotes. Her words have the power to uplift spirits and encourage positive thinking. Goodrich's work often resonates with those seeking motivation and a fresh perspective on life. One of her famous quotes is, outside of this quote that we've had today, enjoy the little things, for one day you may look back and realize that they were in fact the big things.
Oh, do you know what? That's actually got me. That
That's a good one, that is.
gave me goosebumps. That's really for me. That's so true. Yeah, go on, Ryan. Sorry.
This quote reminds us to appreciate the present moment and to find joy in the simple things life has to offer. And again, I know we're kind of quoting multiple quotes at this point, but you can kind of draw that back into the quote that you've spoken about, Joe, as well, because find enjoy the simple things life has to offer, most of the time they're things that you can do for yourself. It's taking the time to look after yourself, recognize yourself, give that feedback to yourself, both sometimes positive and constructively, and be able to build you into a better person from the inside. The Jose's response, or Robo Jose's response, goes on to say, by incorporating her wisdom into your routine, you can cultivate a more positive outlook and navigate challenges with resilience and grace. Her words can also prompt self-reflection and personal growth, guiding you towards a more fulfilling and purpose-driven life. But there we go.
I love that. I love that. And there's something you said, or he said, I can't, what were we saying?
Right, the
I'm
robot
going to say
said.
they said. I'm going to go they said because that's quite gender fluid, isn't it? Or whatever. I'm going to go with what they said around, you know, that thing about appreciating and the gratitude bit. I think the thank, you know, being the small thing. So in our team, we do something called Thankful Thursday, which I quite like. So in the mornings, Thankful Thursday. So we would actually just say something we're just thankful for. And today, I can actually tell you what my Thankful Thursday was for, which is
Yeah,
interesting,
go
right? I just thought my Thankful Thursday was, I'm just thankful for having my family around me and that they're healthy right now. And you know, you want for all these things sometimes, you know, we want the newest, latest thing, but actually the most important things. And that you think, oh, just happy, you know, we can take our families for granted, that's the thing. And I think, you know, just being grateful that they're still here with you, you can spend time with them. For me, it's so important that we recognize it, and that's what came up for me today. And you know, and that for really, I am truly grateful because, you know, yeah, I mean, we all know, don't we, that, you know, I don't want to get too morbid about it, but we're not here forever. We're just not.
No.
And the thing is, family, we just take it for granted. I know I have. I definitely have. And even sometimes today, you just don't think about it. It's, oh, you have a little bit of an argument or you have a discussion. Just so important to, like, really. Well, so maybe it doesn't have to be family. It could be someone close to you, right? Because sometimes people on the phone don't get on, but it could be someone who's close. It could be a friend. But it's so important to really, really, if you care for someone, to tell them you care for them, love them, whatever it is, and that you appreciate them and actually be thankful for it because we're not going to be here forever. So I really love that. And one other thing I'm going to add to this, Ryan, sorry for, I
No,
don't
you're
even got
good.
time
You're
there,
good.
was that piece around, I think, you know, being okay, kind to yourself, I think was one of the things I think it was referring to. I think it was a kindness to yourself or something. So I know the Evan Carmichael bit where he said, I think it was Evan Carmichael, I'm sure it says, I watched so much of your stuff when I was getting into it, I really liked it. But when you're really super confident, you need to be harder on yourself, i.e., you need to be more critical of what you're doing. But when you're really feeling low and you're really down, then be kinder to yourself. I really love that. I really absolutely, because that's so true. Because when you're confident, you feel strong, I think. And sometimes you can almost border, you've got to be bordering that, oh, I can crush this, you know. You'll be so careful that we don't slip into that other bit you talked about. You know, the arrogance bit, because we can all potentially be on that border.
Yeah, of course we can.
When, you know, but you've got to be, well, okay, well, you're doing well. What is it that you could do well, you know, a little bit better? Yeah, but when we're low, we are not very confident at all, and that's when you need that. Hey, come on, just get through the day. Do the best of what you have right now, and just move through your day. And if you make it to the end of the day, it's a win. You get out of bed, that's a win. And I know
100%.
when I had my mental health, that was one of the hardest things. Just to get out of bed was like one of the hardest things to do. So, you know, that really resonates with me. So yeah, that was the one I said to that. Anyway, Ryan, I don't know if anything comes from you, but I really like what you said
No,
and what Robert said there.
I think you completely nailed it off. We've got about 3 minutes before we get cut off of this
Oh,
call,
okay.
so
Brilliant.
gonna start to wrap us up. If you've enjoyed listening to us today, this is a bit where I start to mess up because I forget the links. But if you've enjoyed listening to us today, then we are on all of your social medias and all of your podcast platforms at the Inspiration Nation podcast, and Joe specifically is at Jose Neuer Inspiration Nation, I believe, and this is where I lose my salary for this. I believe you can get at the podcast specifically at Listen to IN, which is the word listen, TO, and then IN. What's your takeaway for this week, Joe? I think there's quite a few that we can pick.
Oh, so much this week. It's so much. I'm just going to say with this one, Yes, believe in yourself, but collect evidence to support that belief so they can push you through the difficult times. That's what I'm going to say, because that's what that seems to have worked. That seems to works for me. That's what I'm going with.
I think mine would be take the time to check the last time you gave proper positive feedback to the people around you.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, positive data points, really good about being specific. I love that.
And
Yeah.
I mean specific positive feedback, not like you mentioned. You did a good
Not
job
the one
this
away,
week,
but the
but
mistake I made, right? Of, hey, you're doing well. Well, you're doing
when
well.
was the last time you went out of your way to tell somebody around you? That could be a family member, a work member, a boss, a peer, a downline, whoever it is. When was the last time you went out of your way for no other reason than just to say, you know what, Joe Bloggs, you did a fantastic job on this week. Thanks so much for your help.
Ryan, you've done a fantastic job on the podcast, specifically
Thank you.
hosting it.
Thank you very
Yeah, data
much.
point, and you actually did a really good job. It is really seamless today. So good job, man. Good job.
Thank you.
And you're right. I love that thing you said about the people, like not just we think at work context, but outside your family, they could do something just kind. I love that. It's really
I've
nice.
said it loads. This is a self-development podcast, and we talk often about corporate stuff and work and busy life. But a lot of those practices that you can put in place can be adapted to make your personal lives and your relationships with people around you outside of work also more profitable for you, better, and a more sound relationship. We are now under the minute mark, so I will look to
Okay.
sign us off.
Go on.
I think all that's left to say is 3, 2, 1, Inspiration Nation.
Inspiration Nation.
Catch you guys later.
Catch you guys later. Right.